I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on September 9th, 2019. The Manjaro project is taking its next big steps, working in conjunction with that somewhat mysterious, secretive KDE-backing Blue Systems. The team behind Manjaro has established a German corporate entity to help the distribution move forward on more secure footing. All project donations in the future will be managed through Open Collective and the Linux Foundation's Community Bridge to provide more transparency on how the funds are used. This new corporate body will also pursue commercial opportunities for the project and act as an employer for some of the distribution's developers. The post announcing these changes includes the reassuring words that, quote, "The whole team agrees that nothing should change for the running of the project or its relationship with the community. It will remain open and welcoming for all users and contributors." As the KDE Usability and Productivity Initiative draws to a close, the project announced a new three-pronged focus. Over the weekend at Academy 2019, Lydia Pinscher explained that for the next 2 years, KDE will focus on three new challenges: fully embracing Wayland, improving design consistency between applications, and ensuring that KDE apps are easily discoverable and kept up to date and well supported. Mozilla will start rolling out Cloudflare-powered DNS over HTTPS for U.S. Firefox users later this month. Mozilla writes, "We plan to gradually roll out DOE in the USA starting in late September. Their plans are to do a slow rollout to some users and then ramp it up over time. They say they'll let everyone know when they're ready for 100% deployment. And yes, users will be able to change from Cloudflare, but by default, that's the only one they've got because they're the only company that agreed to Mozilla's very specific privacy policy." And we round out your Monday with some great news. After almost 10 years from their last major feature release, the team behind Mumble has announced version 1.3.0. Incorporating over 3,000 changes from the last stable release, there's some standout features like the new light and now obligatory dark theme, better volume and channel management functionality, plus a raft of improvements for Mumble server administrators. Very happy to see this. This is a tool we use behind the scenes to make our shows all the time. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/1. Wes will be in tomorrow, and I'll see you on Linux Unplugged.